It's unfortunate you don't recognize you are a work in progress. Whether things are going great in your life or if right now it seems as if nothing is going right, you simply forget to realize or don't even consider that as an individual, you're constantly evolving. If you're a regular listener of Evolving Life, that's a message you've heard before. The fact is, we learn and grow from the things we experience in life. As we become the adults we are, our lives reshape because of the ebbs and flows that happens throughout our lives. Those very same events that we sometimes consider burdensome or insurmountable are the opportunities that define us. As we expand, we grow and become stronger than we ever thought possible. So let me restate, you are a work in progress. I have a few questions I want to present to you for you to consider the answers. At what point do you realize that the moments, the bad ones, don't define you? At what point do you wake up, look in the mirror, and say, I am capable, or I am a survivor, and I will survive? Or this moment of feeling as if you failed doesn't make you a failure. Evolvers, in this episode, I want to empower you to believe in you. I want to empower you to see the good in the bad and know that it's only a page in the book of your life. I want to help anyone who feel as if life is hard, who sometimes say, I'm tired, or I'm sick and tired, or even, I will never succeed. Start believing and saying, I can do this. This episode is all about empowerment, about sharing with you how to get beyond the mind space that's keeping you from trying, from realizing that your time will come. You just have to keep going. Let's get started. Welcome to Evolving Life Podcast. In this podcast, we explore the continuously changing facets of our lives. How we adapt is the lessons we learn along the way and is the key to living our best lives. This podcast is your source for the motivation and encouragement you need to make your evolving life exactly what you want it to be. My name is Merlene, and I am your host. Join me as I share the experiences, the lessons, and ideas for living an optimal life. I recently had a conversation with someone who was so caught up in her misfortunes that she neglected to realize that nothing she's experiencing she can't handle. I believe in the power of her strength and capabilities, but she didn't. I honestly wanted to shake her and yell at her and tell her to wake up. The opportunity to get beyond what you're feeling and experiencing is right in front of you. Open your eyes, see it, believe it. Of course, I didn't grab her and shake her. Instead, I listened and be a friend. And when I thought I could, I offer suggestions and empowerment I thought she needed. I also realized that what my friend was experiencing and her perception was a perfect topic. So many of us are so focused on the negative things that's happening in our lives that we don't notice the things that are going right. We don't notice our strengths or embrace the possibilities that someone looking at you through an unfamiliar lens may be in awe of you. There's no denying that there are times when difficulties that life throw at you can be unbearable. And seeing the good is hard. Telling someone who feel like shit about whatever that it could be worse, or pointing out their accomplishments, sometimes just doesn't work. They don't want to know or hear when you say, look at it another way. Somewhere, someone is experiencing something worse. The sad reality is my friend's life is her life. My life is my life. And even the person or persons out there going through worse, that's also their life too. We each experience unique issues that others simply won't share or understand. Here is another reality. It's up to each of us to find the positives. It's up to each of us to see that the glass is half full and not half empty. Trust me, I know it's hard. Life sometimes is not easy. It sometimes throws things at you that make you want to just not get out of bed or even turn off the TV. But you know what? It's doable. As unique as our issues may be, what's universal is how we choose to deal with them. We can either embrace them and learn from them, or we can choose to hide from them and avoid them. Which, if you've ever avoided a problem, big or small, you know the end result. It's always the same, regardless of the issue. That end result is the problem never goes away, even if you ignore it. So, what's the solution? You already know what it is. You've always known. It's just that moment of not having to deal with it feels nice. Again, I know. But what I've learned and what I want to share in this episode is that you can't give in to those moments of withdrawal. You can't let the feeling that most of us feel sometimes when we work and work at something and sometimes feel as if you're not getting anywhere. Giving up is never the answer. What is the answer? Believing in yourself. Trusting that what you are doing will eventually pay off. Saying to yourself that you've got this. That you are a work in progress. And while you're at it, let me share a few other things you should keep in mind. The first one, you are capable. You can look at this a few ways. The straightforward way, everything you need to keep going, to not give up, is within you. You just have to believe. The more complicated way to consider when it comes to knowing how capable you are, that God would never give you more to handle than you're capable of. If you're religious or spiritual, this may resonate with you. Here's a reality to remember that may help. The successful people who inspire you, who you emulate, are no different from you. They have moments of overwhelm, of feeling as if nothing is working out as planned as well. What you should also take from their success is that they're not different from you. Therefore, if they can overcome moments of despondency, then you certainly can too. Here's something else to keep in mind. Everything, and I mean everything, that happens in your life is a learning experience. Here is the ideal circumstance. When something in your life give you a moment of pause and you feel defeated, that you acknowledge the moment, that you think introspectively and ask yourself a key question. What is the lesson here? What is it that you need to do to know, to move forward? Whether it's feeling as if you are not getting anywhere with your efforts or if it's a setback, ask yourself that one question in whatever way you want to word it. By the way, if you want to hear more about overcoming setback, listen to episode 14 about overcoming your setback. Personally, when I realize that I'm frustrated because things aren't as I planned them, or if I believe everyone is basically accomplishing their goals and I'm just stagnant or still struggling, I go to that place in my head that forces me to be proactive and ask that one proactive question that would make me think. You will be amazed when you look beyond the issue and answer the question of how and or what. I occasionally follow politics, and one of my favorite political saying is one that James Carville said in 1992. It's the economy, stupid. Here is my take on that infamous saying. It's the lesson, stupid. I have one more thing I want you to keep in mind. You don't want to deal with feelings of regret. As a fan of Anthony Robbins, I would be remiss if I didn't mention his method for dealing with anxiety and regret. Here is what he said. Imagine yourself at 85 years old. You're in a rocking chair, reflecting on how you've lived. Imagine your life if you did whatever it is that makes you anxious or fearful. Maybe it's changing careers, learning to fly a helicopter, or taking a trip somewhere new. How do you feel? What's your life been like as a result of the decision? That was what Tony Robbins said. Now put yourself in that rocking chair. Reflect on your decisions, your choice. Pretend that as much as you feel like giving up right now, what you would feel if a year from now, 5 years from now, or even a month from now, how would you feel? So here's my thought. Get off that couch. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop believing everything is going right for everyone but you, and choose to not have to live with regret down the road. Let's take a break here while I share the free resource for the month of August and invite you to share your story.
Hey Evolvers, this episode is all about believing in yourself, not giving up and realizing you are a work in progress. Your experience, your life lessons, how you reach beyond feeling as if nothing in your life is going as it should, to now feel as if you're back on track, can be an inspiration to others. What was your proactive approach? What worked for you? We may be singular, but as humans, we are also observational and wise. We tend to take the experience of others and learn from them. Wouldn't you like to share your story? The potential to change the lives of a stranger or anyone having the same experience is such a beautiful way to give back. I'm inviting you to share your story, to become a guest on Evolving Life podcast, and join me to inspire, motivate, and show others how to live their best lives. Becoming a guest is a simple process. Visit the show notes for this episode for a link to schedule a chat with me before scheduling your recorded conversation. You'll also find the link on our website at fullerliving.com/your, the plus sign and story. The link is also in the show notes. By the way, I have a free gift I'm offering for the month of August. It's your opportunity to get the free Life Purpose Matrix workbook. Do you want to gain a sense of direction about your life? This workbook can help you identify your unique purpose in life. Each of us have a unique life purpose. Identifying it is the key. I'm going to give you a hint. To find your unique path, it will require reflection. Connecting with your inner self is the key to using this workbook successfully. The link to the free workbook will be in the show notes as well. Now back to the episode. Okay, so I have another way for you to realize that you are a work in progress. It involves looking at your life issues a different way. The first way is to recognize your breakthrough moments. Sometimes our breakthrough moments happen when nothing goes according to plan. We all experience them. You know the scenario. We want or expect things to go a certain way, but that's the last thing to happen. Instead of things going the way you expect, things become a little crazed. If we dwell on it for a moment, we could probably identify many of those instances. What would happen if we remove the anxiety from those moments and replace them with calm and assurance? If we view the unexpected as perhaps the path we need to follow? If you follow that path just to see what happens, to see what you can learn, think of this option as choosing to acknowledge as well as embrace your life's journey. When you embrace what life offers, that is also when you grow. The second one is to have a proactive approach. It's about how you deal with the unexpected moments. As hard as it is to fathom, life is not on a mission to make your existence miserable. I know, it's so much easier to say life sucks. What if you choose instead to say, I am worthy? In reality, we are all worthy. It doesn't matter what we are experiencing or how debilitating or lost we sometimes feel. Life is worth every moment in which we stand, acknowledge, and proceed with absolute calm and certainty. This brings me to the inspirational words for this episode. It's by Og Mandino. He was an American author who wrote the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. Here is what he said. I am here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink to a grain of sand. Henceforth, I will apply all my efforts to becoming the highest mountain of all, and I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy. I'm going to end this episode by giving you homework. I want you to consider a few more questions. and really think about your answer. The first question, are you embracing all that life offers? Are you giving in to life's difficulties or facing them head on and with intention? Are your problems making you stronger or making you feel inconsequential? When you think about your answers, think about Ogmandino's words. Let his words be a guide to truly appreciate the ebbs and flows of your life. When you realize the true obstacle is how to grow from your experiences, that is when you see your life as a work in progress. When you can take what life offers and not let anything shrink you into a grain of sand, that's when you realize you are a work in progress. Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope it inspires you to believe more in yourself. If you enjoyed this episode, can you take a moment and share your thoughts on whichever medium you listen to your podcast? I would love to read what you have to say, and more people will have a chance to be empowered by what I have to say because of your thoughts and your review. Join me again on Monday, Evolvers, for another episode of Evolving Life. That's the end of another episode of Evolving Life. You can connect with us online at fullerliving.com/community. You'll find the link in our show notes. While there, don't forget to share your thoughts.